He's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play, Winston with three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! The cut into a touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome back to McGuffey High School and the WPIAL Wrestling Team Tournament. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network brings you a AA quarterfinal round action featuring McGuffey and Laurel. Both winners in our first round just a few moments ago here at McGuffey. Hi, everyone. I'm Jason Tennant. Rusty Pettit will be calling the action with Easton Pettit handling the camera. Jacob Knisner is producing in our Washington studios. Our coverage of the WPIAL AA Team Tournament is being brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, by Chapman Corporation, celebrating 75 years, building the future, and building it better. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By the Day Insurance Agency, celebrating 50 years of service on East Baden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And by McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. We'll run down the other WPIAL team tournament scores if we can find any that we have to this point and take a deeper look at how our two teams got here. We continue here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
What you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Chapman Corporation is building the future and building it better. This year marks Chapman Corporation's 75th year in business, supporting the natural gas, power, steel, chemical, and glass industries, providing civil, mechanical, and electrical construction services. Chapman Corporation is committed to zero injury, believing all accidents are preventable and providing a safe work environment. Expanding to support new and growing industries, Chapman Corporation in Washington, ChapmanCorporation.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here to McGuffey. Jason Tennant with you, Rusty Pettit, and also Easton Pettit handling our camera tonight. We should have a little bit of a smoother go here for this second round. You'll be calling the action, Rusty. I'll be handling the producing and getting the scoreboard while the score bug up for you like you're used to seeing on our broadcasts. And if you're watching here on the NFHS Network, do have a few scores to pass along before we get into action here. From AA, Southmoreland was a winner over Jefferson Morgan. So our folks with greensports.net, Lanford Simpson up there at Burrell, that one went the way of Southmoreland, and they will be taking on Burrell. Southmoreland will be taking on Burrell, who won 52-15 over Greensburg-Salem. That final was 36-33 in favor of Southmoreland. Also, a score from our other broadcast on WJPA Radio on the FM side. Trinity was victorious 41-24 over West Allegheny. Thomas Jefferson a winner 55-14 over North Hills. It'll be Trinity versus TJ, and that'll be on WJPA FM. You can catch that action, of course, online as well. Audio for free and video courtesy of the NFHS Network. We are ready to go.
Thank you, Jason. 152 pounds when we're starting on this dual meet here. We've got Garrett Newman out of McGuffey and Braxton Carr from Laurel. Spartans here. They were the section champs of Section 4. McGuffey, Section 1 champs in AA. Both these teams going undefeated in their section. And both these teams, impressive years. 16-3 on the year overall for Laurel. McGuffey, 17-3, I guess, counting now that win over Best Center. And McGuffey now 14-4 with their win over Avonworth. And knocking off not just a bunch of AA teams, but also AAA teams on the way, both these schools. So had a good year. This should be a good matchup tonight. Both these wrestlers square off. No scores yet, just collar ties. They're using the big scoreboard here at the gym. We mentioned they have the really nice.
Boy, that new video board is pretty fancy here at McGuffey.
Very fancy, yeah.
Also give you a chance to get some replays in if we have some of that happening throughout this match.
Hand fighting here and collar tie-ups. Nice control here for Braxton Carr, but both these wrestlers pretty cautious here in the early going. You had mentioned, Jason, there wasn't a lot of history really between these two, even though they were both at the Fred Bell tournament. I think we had one maybe previous matchup.
I don't think there was any.
Or none. None, okay. Yeah, both of them. It was just last week in that Fred Bell tournament. A lot of good wrestling up there at Grove City. But
what are the chances the two schools will not meet at all?
I know. It's
isn't
a big,
crazy?
It's a big tournament, lots of schools. But you'd figure somewhere, whether it's in the champion side or the wrestle back, somebody would have met up. But we're going to come to the end of the period right back here at 160 pounds.
From WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Second period underway here at 160 pounds. There was an escape there by Braxton Carr. First point of the match makes it 1-0. Minute 38 to go in the second period. Neither one of these guys getting close to the legs or any kind of shot in that first period. So far more of the same in the second. Elbow control here from Newman. And now Carr trying to force the action, move forward, taking ground. Newman ends up in a front headlock, trying to sucker drag, and now tries to dump Carr, but Carr able to stay up on his base, and they head out of bounds. Minute left to go. We're halfway through this match here, and it's 1-0. In favor of Braxton Carr for Laurel. Newman will have choice in the third period. Head-to-head tie up again. Still, once again, no leg shots really at all. Neither wrestler been warned for stalling yet. Hasn't really been an advantage on action either way. 30 seconds to go in the second period. We're still 1-0 in favor of Carr. 152-pound bout. This is their where we started in the first round dual meets. We started at 145. So this time we'll end at 145. There's a outside single attempt by Newman. Couldn't get to the leg. 5 seconds to go. We're headed to the third period. Still 1-0 Carr. We'll be right back here in WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Third period action here. Newman's tick bottom here and trying to fight off this half. Nelson, now a tilt attempt here by Braxton Carr. He's going to get called for potentially dangerous hold there. That left wrist, I believe, was the issue. It was kind of bent back in an awkward fashion. So we'll get the restart with 1:37 to go, and Garrett Newman still trailing 1-0 here. It's third period to Braxton Carr of Laurel. Being a tight dual meet, if you're these tight bouts are where it's decided. Even if it's a regular decision, that could be a six-point swing one way or the other. Newman so far not able to get out from underneath here as Carr has him head to the mat. Working on wrist control. Now Newman trying to turn away from Carr and sit out, but Carr has those wrists pretty tight. Roll up the near one. Now jumps the half on the other side. Newman fights it off, but he is bellied out with under a minute to go. If Braxton Carr is able to ride out this third period, that would do it. They'd have a 1-0 victory. Claw in here. Newman really not doing much on the – or Carr, rather, not doing much in the top position, but Newman not able to get his head off the mat, which isn't really helping his cause. Neither wrestler warned for stalling here. Now we get the referee telling them we need some action here. Carr should probably move out to the side here. Now he tries to throw in the far side half. Newman, though, not able to get any space. 23 seconds to go. Now back up to his knees. Needs to move here. Needs that escape. Trying to get up, but still on his knees. 13 seconds to go. Carr really working on that left wrist and not giving him any kind of space at all. Newman tries to roll through. 4 seconds to go. It looks like that will do it. Final score, Braxton Carr is going to win this one 1-0 over Garrett Newman. Be right back on WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Up at 160 pounds now, the team scores 3-0 Laurel, and we've got Ashton Main of Laurel taking on Gage Clayton of McGuffey. Ashton Main weighed in at 152. He bumps up to take on Clayton. It's the only weight class that Laurel didn't weigh anybody in at, so we'll be having every weight class represented here now with Maine bumping up. Gage Clayton had that come from behind fall for the Highlanders in the opening match against Avonworth. He was trailing in that bout, came back and got a big fall and kept the momentum going for the Highlanders as they would eventually roll on to a 62-11 victory over the Antelopes. Now he's going to take the action back to the center of the mat. Doesn't want to wrestle near the edge. He brings it back, and Main follows him back in. There's a double leg shot from Main, and spinning around behind is Gage Clayton trying to trip him down. Now he's going to try to get around behind. He does get the three-point takedown. 3-0 for Clayton. Sitting out is Main, but staying right behind the arms is Clayton. Spiral ride flattens Main down to the mat. Turning in here is Main. Tries to get up to his feet as they wrestle near the edge. 30 seconds to go in this opening period. Now he is up to his feet. Nice mat return here. And can he keep that lower arm? He does. Look at this. Clayton looking for the fall. He's got it. That fall comes in a minute and 40 seconds, as you see. Takes him right down to the key as he kept that bottom arm and just used it in leverage. And he's going to make put McGuffey on the board with the fall. And that game in a minute 40 seconds right back here in WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
All right, now we're back here at 172 pounds. Reed Teagarden and McGuffey taking on Jack Miles of Laurel. Team score now 6-3 with that fall by Clayton for the Highlanders. Teagarden in his first bout. He got a fall, but wasn't without a little bit of drama. He looked in a lot of pain at one point in the second period before he got the fall. He looked to have injured a knee, and they stopped the bout for a bit, but he was able to not only get back on his feet, but continue in impressive fashion and got a fall in the third period as he's in on a double leg takedown. Elevates, takes him down to the mat. 3-0 Reed Teagarden. Going to work on that near arm there with a head lever trying to get the wrist as they wrestle near the far edge of the mat. They will go out of bounds with a minute remaining in the opening period. 3-0 the score for McGuffey's Reed Teagarden. Miles tries to get up to his feet, chopped back down, and now Teagarden with the wing has to tie up a wrist. Now he's got the wing and a half. Going to have to jump to the other side. Gets high with the legs a little bit there as Miles up to his feet. Teagarden's going to cut him loose. 3-1 the score, 40 seconds to go in this opening period. There's a shot and reshot. Teagarden's going to give up the takedown as Miles gets around behind him. Now he leads 4-3. And now he's going to sit out, turn around, gets a one-point escape, and looks to try to come around behind for his own takedown again, and he does. So nice flurry there for Teagarden. He's up 7-4, and he's got that wing in. Once again, he's going to jump. This time he does have the half. Reed Teagarden looking for the fall here for McGuffey. He's got 5 seconds to work for it, and he's got it with barely any time on the clock. There was half a second at least. The referees are going to talk, and I think they're going to confirm that is a fall. We'll be right back here, WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
All right, this is Dominic Willis for Laurel taking on Aaron Supler of McGuffey. That fall for Reed Teagarden, 1 minute 59 seconds. Probably 159.5 to be exact. He snuck it in. But 12-3, the team score now. McGuffey leading Laurel after three bouts. Supler and Damian Pavarnik both weighed in here for McGuffey, so that would mean Damian Pavarnik more than likely bumping up to 215 as he did in the opening bout against Avonworth. There's a drag attempt here by Willis. And that one is not successful as Supler stays away. Supler got the only regular decision for McGuffey in their opening match. He won 4-2 in his bout. He's trying to get to a knee and near side, just a snatch single leg there for Supler. Couldn't get to it. So they'll separate. Minute 10 to go in a scoreless first period here at 189 pounds. Just joining us, we started at 152 in this quarterfinal match of the WPIL AA Wrestling Team Tournament. So we will end at 145 when we wrap back around. There's a body lock attempt that looks like Supler is going to go for it now. Possibly a headlock by Willis, and he is going to try it, and he's got it. Can he finish? He's going to keep Supler there. Supler rolls him through and gets the reversal. Did they award any near fall? That's the question. We got the three takedown, two reversal, I believe. They've got 3-3 on the board, but that's not, that should not be correct. So that comes with 30 seconds now left in the period. They'll probably have to fix that. Saw the one referee looking at it. And now we're going to have an escape here by Willis. That would make it 4-2. 15 seconds remaining. I didn't see any near fall awarded. There is a shot in on the leg for Willis, but time is going to run out. We end in the second. We'll be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
All right, back here. It is 4-2 in favor of Dominic Willis of Laurel. He chooses down to start the second period. Aaron Supler of McGuffey drops down on the leg. Now elevates that leg, tried to dive through as Willis, and he ends up on his back. And Supler trying to hold him there. He's got near fall. Now he's going to try to jump a half on the other side. He's got four near fall, though, to take the lead 6-4. And now we're going to get potentially dangerous with that wrist on the back. Watch this. It's just of a dive through, trying to pass the angle, but Supler was ready for it and just drops his hips. And capitalizes with the four near fall. So these scoring differences really make a big difference. It's made high school wrestling pretty exciting here. The three-point takedown, the four-point near fall. We'll restart with a minute and a half to go in the second. Grabbing an ankle is Supler. Now chopping down on the leg. Gonna have to let go of that ankle, but I don't see the referee counting yet. Now he drops to a tight waist and tries to grab the wrist. Sitting out is Willis. Try to get to his feet. Now here's a cradle attempt by Supler, not able to lock it up. Settles back in. 1:05 to go in the second. It'll be Supler's choice in the third. This bout's had a lot of excitement in it. We had the headlock and then the roll through in the first period, and now the near fall for Supler as Willis up to his feet. Here's another body lock. Supler, though, is he gonna? Oh, no, and now he's caught. Willis catches him on his back, and he's got the reversal and getting near fall. Supler trying to fight this off, but he's in big trouble. Dominic Willis looking for the fall. Supler still trying to bridge out of this. Trying to belly out. He's getting close. This would be amazing if he can fight. He does fight out of it. But the four near fall are going to be awarded to make it 10-6. 25 seconds to go. Supler could really help himself out here with an escape. 18 seconds to go. Try to square it up. He really, at this point, just getting that escape would be a big bonus heading into the third. But there's still no escape awarded. 5 seconds to go. And that'll do as we head to the third. Right back here on WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Third period action here. This has been a wild one at 189 pounds. There's Supler getting a one-point escape here to make it 10-7. We've got a minute 45 to try as he tries a far ankle pick there, and there comes Willis again trying to head on. He's had a couple headlocks here in the match. The last one not only got the reversal but also four near fall. That's what gave him the lead. He had one in the first period where he got the takedown, but Supler was able to roll through. Now he tries it again. He's going to try to step through. But he can't, so they will stay on their feet. And we get a stall warning on Willis as he backs out of bounds. Here's the body lock attempt there, but neither guy really have an advantage until Supler able to get that outside leg trip. Or sorry, Willis, rather, with that trip. It's a three-point lead for Willis. First stall warning. Kind of wondered after the second period which guy's going to have the most in the tank here, but they only got a minute left in regulation, so Supler's got to get to work. Three-point takedown would tie it up, but he's got to get there first. So he'd need a takedown and a ride out to head to sudden victory. Right now, Willis keeping him away with defense and just kind of keeping it head-to-head here. 42 seconds remaining. Supler needs to work. Willis just keeping him at bay. There he tries a far ankle but doesn't get to it. Now he's into the body lock again. Here is that headlock attempt, and Supler gets caught on his back, and he might get pinned here, and he does. The fall comes at 5 minutes and 39 seconds. As you see, he catches him on his back there for the fall. We'll be right back here at 215 pounds on WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Chapman Corporation is building the future and building it better. This year marks Chapman Corporation's 75th year in business, supporting the natural gas, power, steel, chemical, and glass industries, providing civil, mechanical, and electrical construction services. Chapman Corporation is committed to zero injury, believing all accidents are preventable and providing a safe work environment. Expanding to support new and growing industries, Chapman Corporation in Washington, chapmancorporation.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Had kind of a scary moment here. Welcome back to McGuffey High School. Dominic Willis, you can see there in your camera. He just got the fall over Aaron Supler. That one came in the third period at 5:39. But as he went over to shake hands with the McGuffey coaches, and he kind of stumbled and almost collapsed. But the McGuffey coaches caught him, and the trainer immediately came out to take a look at it. You can kind of see here, this is right after the match happened. The two wrestlers will shake hands. As you can hear the announcers as we're going to head up to 215. But as Willis heads over there, I'm not sure if you'll catch this in the camera or not, but you see he just kind of staggers a bit. And Rich Bergdolt, the assistant coach, immediately calls for the referee and the trainer. He said, something's not right here. And they help Willis down to the mat. He made it back over to the side. He's looks to be in good shape now. But a little bit of a scary moment here. But Willis looks the best news is that he made it over and he's on his feet. In much better shape now as we're up at 215 pounds. Damian Pavarnik of McGuffey taking on Colton Carlson of Laurel. The team score now 12-9 in favor of McGuffey. We're four bouts into this. This is the fifth. Started at 152 pounds. Both teams winning two apiece here in the first four. Pavarnik lost in his first bout against Avonworth. This is Carlson coming around here with a nice go-behind for the takedown, and he's got a 3-0 lead. Pavarnik weighed in at 189, bumping up here to 215. And now there's a half and a wing, and Pavarnik's in trouble. This is Carlson looking for the fall. He's got a minute to work on this. He's got all four near fall here. At the very least, it'll be 7-0. He's trying to get Pomarnik's shoulder down to the mat. Carlson has that tight. There's the fall. That one comes at a minute 15 seconds for Laurel's Colton Carlson, and we'll be right back here on the WJPS Sports Network and NFHS.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Back here, 285 pounds. Casey Wilson for Laurel taking on Mason Hewitt on McGuffey. Team score 15-12 now in favor of Laurel over McGuffey. And now there's an inside trip, and Casey Wilson, he takes Hewitt to the mat. 3-0, and then looked like he was going to take him right to his back, but Hewitt able to belly out. Now he's working on the wrist, has it around the back. Laurel looking to stay on a roll here. They have two falls in a row, and now maybe looking to make it three with Wilson trying to pressure Hewitt over. He's got him on his back. Looking for the fall is Casey Wilson. Minute 15 to go in this first period. Hewitt trying to fight off and keep that right shoulder up. Wilson gets the fall. That one comes at 56 seconds. Laurel now makes it 21-12. We'll be back here at 107 on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at McGuffey, we've got Blake Jamison for the Highlanders taking on Laurel's Jack Kondrasik. McGuffey needing to kind of right the ship here. They've given up three falls in a row, and they now trail 21-12. And here's a takedown by Jamison. Looked like he might get more, but instead is going to settle for the three. Keeps that right wrist for a moment. And now Kondrasik scoots out of bounds. They'll restart with 1:25 to go on the clock here in the first period. Jamison flattens Kondrasik down to the mat. Looking to maybe grab a wrist, maybe a pump handle tilt coming, but Kondrasik bellies out. Stay out of that. We'll have to do more than that, though, or I would imagine there'll be a stall warning coming his way. He has not done anything here from the bottom since his takedown. Halfway through the first period. Jamison still working on those wrists. Now wants to throw in a leg. Maybe use his hips to try to pull him over. I feel like he couldn't scoop that near knee. And now Jamison comes, tries a chicken wing on the far side, but Kondrasik gets back up to his base. Two-on-one attempt here for Jamison. 23 seconds remaining. And getting close to maybe turning him over just with that two-on-one. Nice to be able to jump a half in there maybe, but he's going to keep that low arm. Got a couple near fall. He's got at least two coming, and he might have to settle for that. As time winds down in this opening period, it's going to be 5-0 favor of Jamison as we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Second period action here. Jameson's choice to start this period, and he chose neutral. He leads 5-0. Got the lone takedown in the first period. Also added on a couple near fall towards the end of the period. Dropping in for a shot is Kondrasik, but can't get to it. Now front headlock here, and Jameson's going to... Well, no takedown awarded. Looked like he wanted to keep that for more again. Instead, once again, a lot like his first takedown. Looked like he might have a little bit more. Instead, settles for the 3. 8-0, though. 3-point takedowns make a big difference here. He's already in position for a possible major decision. But after giving up 3 falls in a row, the Highlanders would like more than that. Rolling through here is Kondrasik. Now staying with him, though, and looking for maybe a near side, a cross-face cradle possibly, is Jameson. Looking to get those hands locked. And he might have it. Got to be careful here. He rolls him through. Jameson getting near fall with his cradle. Knee in the side. He's got that tight. Can he get the fall? He's got 36 seconds to work for it. He's got him stacked. That has got to be close. I'm not sure where the referee was. He was on the wrong side to look for it. There's 4 near fall to make it 12-0. But he was in. He was on the exact opposite position of where he needed to be to see those shoulders. Now getting high here is Jameson. Kondrasik maybe looking for a late reversal. But Jameson going to hang on. Still has that bottom elbow as Kondrasik grabs onto a leg. Time winding down. That is the end of the second. We'll be right back here on the WJPA Sports Network and NMHS.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments. And the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure. Call it play. We call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Here, third period action at 107. Kondrasik had the choice. He took top. He trails 12-0 to Blake Jameson of McGuffey. Trying to tie up the wrist here. Jameson flattened out. Fight off that wrist control. Looked like Jameson had that cradle, maybe even had possible fall there, but the referee, kind of in an awkward position to see it, is now Jameson trying to spin through, and he's going to keep the arm for the no reversal given. Still control given to Kondrasik, but Jameson's going to have to at least get one here, maybe. Instead, it looks like he's going to try to keep that front headlock and finish a reversal as Kondrasik now drops in on the single leg. And Jameson may not get anything out of this. And he doesn't. He would have been much better off to just cut loose. Instead, stays 12-0. Once again, he's in line for a major decision here, but McGuffey, trailing in the team score by 9, would really like as many team points as they could get out of this bout. 42 seconds to go. Jameson trying to fight back up to his base, and there, once again, he gets high, but what's going on here? They roll out of bounds, and Jameson was, I don't know what Laurel's upset about. There wasn't a single body part near the circle of the mat. But they seem to think that maybe they wanted the action to keep going, but yeah, anyway, everybody was well out of bounds at that point. This time Jameson tries to stand up off the whistle. Can't. Kondrasik ties up the wrists. At that moment where Jameson had that escape, he could have had, but he decided not to go for it. He's been the better one on his feet. You'd think that would have been the wise decision there. Here's a nearside cradle attempt here. And now he's on his back. Can he stay? No near fall counted, just one swipe. But now here's a headlock by Jameson. What a turn of events. He's got the reversal. As time goes out, I think he's going to get the 2, which would make it 14-0, 1 point shy of a technical fall. And He will win by a score of 14-0. We'll be right back here for 114 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS. All right, now we're up to 114 pounds. The team score right now, Laurel 21, McGuffey 16. Here's a double-leg shot by Clayton Neely, and he's going to finish it for the takedown against Jimmy Stivers. He immediately goes to work on that wrist and the chicken wing. He's got that wing in at a tight waist now. And now he's got the wrist again. Here is Clayton Neely looking to step over. He's got near fall coming. Clayton Neely getting near fall. He's got all four of them, I believe. Yes, and now gonna have to readjust if he wants a fall. He's not. He's just going to go back over and get to work on the other side. Actually, he's going to keep that wing in so he can work a half with it. Now he might get the fall. That thing is tight. Clayton Neely has him stacked up. Oh, that was close. Where's the fall? There it is. That one comes at 49 seconds from McGuffey's Clayton Neely. We're right back here for 121 pounds on the JPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Now we're back at 121 pounds. There's Tucker Main of McGuffey getting in on a double leg and finishing it on Reed Ketzel of Laurel. McGuffey now back in lead on the team score. We have five bouts to go, including this one. It is tight. We thought it might be. It's 22-21 McGuffey as we wrestle in this bout. There's an escape given up by Main to make it 3-1 now. Minute 35 to go in the opening period. He's in on a single. Ooh. Now there's action that maybe could have finished. It looked like he had at least half of Ketzel still in bounds, but they'll restart with 1:29 on the clock. Main, elbow control. Now, 2-on-1 briefly there as he shoots in, uses it to set up a fireman's carry, and he's got the takedown to make it 6-1. Now wants a near side cradle, which is heading the side of Stivers, or sorry, Ketzel. And Stivers was the 114-pounder for Laurel. And going to work, readjust and come back to try to work on that near side cradle is Tucker Main. 54 seconds to go in the opening period. Turning away from that so far is Ketzel, and now looks like Main wants to wrestle from his feet. 6-2 after the escape. 42 seconds to go in the opening period here. 121 pounds. Nice fireman's carry again by Tucker Main. He leads 9-2. Cross face cradle. This time, instead of the near side cradle, he's just going to scoop the bottom leg. Keeps that far arm. And he's going to try to tighten this up on the edge. Tucker Main got near fall. Now he's looking for the fall. He's got the arms tight across. Ketzel, can he squeeze it? He's got 7 seconds. He does. Minute 53 on the fall for McGuffey's Tucker Main. Tucker Main. We'll be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
All right. We are at 127 pounds. Lane Neely of McGuffey taking on Archer Brewer of Laurel. There's a double leg shot by, or single leg trying to turn it into a double leg was Brewer. But Lane Neely now flattens him out, trying to work on breaking that hand control on the knee. You got to keep your hips back, though, as you circle around. And he kind of brought his hips in closer. And that allowed Brewer to get up to his base. But he's got that head on the hand there, trying to get some leverage and work on Brewer's control and scoot around here behind. Minute 17 to go. Now Brewer able to get up to his knee again, get in better position. Healy trying to keep those hips down. Now he dropping down lower on the leg is Brewer. And we do get a stalemate with 58 to go. Team score 28 to 21. Now McGuffey did trail 21-12 at one point, but they've come back with three bonus point wins in a row, including two falls. There's a nice ankle pick by Lane Ealy, and he's going to finish that for the takedown. They get on the board 3-0 with 43 seconds to go in the first. Ealy with the near wrist, trying to grab on a tight waist. That comes up underneath. Switches sides here as it looks like Brewer wants to sit out and turn in. Ealy stays right with him. And now gets a little bit high here. Maybe Ealy might want to switch into a Merkel maybe to try to stay in control, but instead gives up the escape. That's a nice late escape point there for Brewer to make it 3-1, under 10 seconds to go. And now he tries to get back in on a leg. And that'll be it for the first period. Well, not quite. We got 2 seconds to go. I thought they were going to stand mount. We'll keep it here for those 2 seconds. All right, we will head to the second period. Network and NFHS.
Chapman Corporation is building the future and building it better. This year marks Chapman Corporation's 75th year in business, supporting the natural gas, power, steel, chemical, and glass industries, providing civil, mechanical, and electrical construction services. Chapman Corporation is committed to zero injury, believing all accidents are preventable and providing a safe work environment. Expanding to support new and growing industries, Chapman Corporation in Washington, chapmancorporation.com.
All right, second period action here at 127 pounds. Brewer had choice. He chose down. Lane Ealy. Near leg lace, but now sitting out is Brewer. Now Ealy grabs that far elbow again. Brewer turns into him to fight that. Didn't want to get turned for the cheap near fall, but now Ealy trying to take advantage of that. Scoop that low leg. Brewer really just concentrated on trying to fight that off, not really doing much on the bottom other than trying to avoid getting turned here. Ealy, good leverage on that near or on that far elbow. Now maybe be able to scoop a leg with it. Maybe get this tilt after all. And they're right near the edge of the mat, though. If Ealy's going to score on this, he's going to have to turn the action kind of back in. Man, he has got him really, really in a tight spot if he could just turn this back in towards the mat, but nope, we're going to go out of bounds with 42 seconds left in the period. Oh, was it? Okay. Hey, Jason said potentially dangerous. I thought they were just calling out of bounds, but yeah, he had Brewer bent in an awkward situation, to say the least. I don't remember a time when I was ever that flexible. Off the start, tight waist here for Ealy. Quad pod stand up for Brewer. Spiral ride gets him back down to the mat as he sits out. Now, Ealy spins around behind him. 27 seconds to go. A ride out would be big here for Lane Ealy. He will have choice in the third, but there, getting that escape on the sit out was Brewer. 3-2 the score now. He's in on a double leg. Ealy tries to keep the hips back and not give up a late takedown. Try to fight underneath the arm here with 8 seconds to go. And we'll be back here for third period action on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
third period as Lane Ely's choice, and he takes down to start this period. You saw the action there in the corner of your screen as there's a caution now on Ely in this restart. Looked like he might be able to roll through for a reversal, but ran out of real estate there, so they'll restart with 1:50 to go in the third period. 3-2 the score, Lane Ely over Archer Brewa. Now Ely up to his feet. Brewa trying to get a mat return, and gets him back down. Got to be careful not to lock his hands. Now he works on a tight waist. Ely trying to get his wrists free. Got to stand up again. Up to his feet, and they spin down towards the edge of the mat. 1:15 to go. At some point, if Brewa cannot turn Ely, he's going to have to make a decision here to cut him loose. I mean, Ely is a good spot for him to hang out. 1:05 to go, and he can just kind of hang out here on the edge. They'll go out. They'll restart now with 1:03. But he's got the 3-2 lead. And here we go. That is the decision, and Brewa will let him go. So now 4-2 with the escape as we wrestle here in the third with 1:03 to go. Brewa has gotten in on the legs of Ely several times, but Ely is able to defend it each time thus far. Now Ely with a 2-on-1 Russian tie-up on the near side. Scoot towards the edge of the mat again. Brewa trying to get out of that. Now he tries in with a trip. And Ely turns away from that. 40 seconds to go as we go to bounds. Brewa once again going to be half to one on the offense here. I don't think there's been any stall warnings at all on either wrestler. The one caution was on Ely. Now, but this Brewa backing up towards the edge of the mat. Ely probably there now. He drops down in a single leg. Brewa does, and Ely trying to keep his hips back. Brewa head to the inside. Ely needs to get those hips back. He's got the waist, the gut wrench in, but he's getting those hips too close. And Brewa nearly able to grab that other leg to switch off to a double. 10 seconds to go. Now he tries to duck through. And now we get a bit of a scramble here. And Brewa's going to try to finish a takedown near the edge. Can he do it? He pops the head and he gets the takedown right at the end and is going to win this. Archer Brewa is going to win this match by a score of 5-4. And we will be right back here at 133 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Back here now, 133. Wow, what a finish at 127 with Archer Brewa picking up three big team points for the Spartans. They now trail McGuffey 28-24. Here's a single leg attempt here. It's Talo Simone wrestling Emmett Wolf. Simone of Laurel and Wolf of McGuffey. Wolf gets his hip down there and fights us off with the Whizzer as well. Now squares up a bit. Simone, Emmett Wolf looking to maybe get a splaydle out of this. He has that leg lace there. Now going to fight this with a shin Whizzer. 1:22 to go. And now trying to roll all the way through with that shin Whizzer and maybe get the takedown of the tilt is Wolf. Can he get him all the way through? He's got the he got the takedown. How many near fall can he get? Maybe two? Did he get one? I don't know if he got consecutive swipes. Now he's got him. He's got at least two. There's the four near fall. He's got four. Now he'll readjust. And now he wants to just get a cradle here locked up, and he's got it. He's going to have to roll this inside the mat, though, if he wants to score with this. And actually, I don't think he can score more. He can get a fall out of it. But they haven't awarded the near fall yet. So here he goes, looking for the fall is Emmett Wolf. And trying to fight this off is Simone. And so far, he does. There's four near. Maybe they do give more. Yeah, okay. They did not consider that consecutive near fall. So it's 11-0 already for Emmett Wolf. And he went right to back to work on a near side cradle that time. And with all that action, the escape with 10 seconds to go makes it 11-1. Wolf looks content to just take that 11-1 score into the second period. So we will be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Second period here, wrestling from their feet. Wolf trying to maybe get a cement mixer out of this, and he does. There's the takedown. Can he finish this off? He's going to get near fall. It's going to be a tech fall, it looks like, no matter what. But can he get the extra team point and get the fall as he has Simone stretched out? Emmett Wolf looking for six here. He's got that far shoulder down. Looking, there it is. There's the fall. A minute 50 seconds for McGuffey's. Emmett Wolf will be back here at 139 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
All right, here we are, 139 pounds, and McGuffey's Lucas Barr taking on Josh Sherman and Laurel, and he's already got the takedown. As Lucas Barr now looking for more as he's looking to turn Sherman. He's got four near fall, I believe. Yeah, no, three near fall, 6-0 to score, minute 30 in. A win here by Barr locks this up for McGuffey. And honestly, it's kind of an uphill battle as it is, because with this and the next bout only remaining, McGuffey has a 10-point team lead, 34-24. But this would make it official. And they scoot out of bounds with 1:12 to go. This has been a very entertaining dual meet. Probably one of the more entertaining dual meets I've watched in a long time. And not just because the team score has been kind of back and forth, but the individual bouts themselves have had a lot of fireworks. Barr starts back here on top after the restart. Now wants to put a wing in on the near side. He has a half in, too. Boy, this could do it. He can stack up Sherman. He's getting near fall again. That would make it, at the very least, probably 10-0. But Lucas Barr looking to ice this one. He's got the double arm bar now. Sherman able to somehow keep those shoulders off the mat momentarily and actually spin out of it for an escape. So four near fall makes it, and the escape make it 10-1 in favor of Lucas Barr. Double leg there. Nice setup there by Barr. And then finished it with an inside trip to take Sherman down and possibly right to his back. He got one near fall count. It's 13-1, 20 seconds to go. There's a chicken wing on the far side looking to tie up this right wrist. His time winds down on the first. Time winds down, and we will head to the second period here at 139 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Second period, Barr takes down, up to his feet, 14-1 now, and oh, takes him right to his back. This will do it one way or another. Either going to be a tech fall for Lucas Barr, and they're going to whistle. They were supposed to let them finish. That's the second time we've seen that tonight. So it's going to be a technical fall, 18-1, officially at 2 minutes and 11 seconds, and that will wrap up the team score, but we will be back here for one more bout at 1:45 on the WJP Sports Network and NFHS.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only so infertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy, Illinois. Put in work, finally got a sound, we got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise, y'all know. I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
All right, 145 pounds. Victor Bonas for McGuffey taking on Ashton Campbell. Ashton Campbell of Laurel. Team score now 39-24 as Bonas gets in around behind for a takedown. And trying to sit out and turn in was Campbell, but Bonas keeps the arms. Now looks to lock up a cross-face cradle. He's got it, and he's going to take Bonas to his back. He's got that tight. Victor Bonas looking for the fall. Campbell trying to roll all the way out of that. Gets off his back. Still in the cradle, and now Bonas gives up the cradle. He's got the near fall to make it 7-0, and they are back up to their feet. Still no escape awarded. Front headlock for Campbell. They do give the escape. It's now 7-1. Oh, wow, body lock. He just takes Campbell right down to the back. And here's a half. It's 10-1. Easton. And we've got an injury here on the mat. So they will cut to injury time. They're going to award the four near fall. All right, so step aside while they take a look at this. We'll be right back here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Chapman Corporation is building the future and building it better. This year marks Chapman Corporation's 75th year in business, supporting the natural gas, power, steel, chemical, and glass industries, providing civil, mechanical, and electrical construction services. Chapman Corporation is committed to zero injury, believing all accidents are preventable and providing a safe work environment. Expanding to support new and growing industries, Chapman Corporation in Washington, ChapmanCorporation.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
All right, they as just announced that they had the injury to Ashton Campbell. He's actually going to default here. So that default will give Victor Bonas and McGuffey 6 more points, and that will make the final score McGuffey 45. And Laurel 24, McGuffey moving on to the semifinals of the 2A WPIL Wrestling Team Tournament. That'll be Saturday at Peters Township. We'll be back here to wrap things up on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
And welcome back here to McGuffey. This match and the broadcast rights to it are the sole exclusive property of the WPIO and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the WPIO, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. Final score 45-24. McGuffey is moving on to the WPL semifinals. Rusty, tell us how it went down.
We started 152 pounds, and it was a great bout to start things off. Braxton Carr was able to hold on to a 1-0 victory over McGuffey's Garrett Newman. So Laurel jumps out with a 3-0 lead in the team race. But then Gage Clayton, who had two big wins tonight, but this one might have been, I don't know one's bigger than the other. This was a pretty big one because he was able to get the fall at 1:40 over Ashton Main to give McGuffey their first lead of this duel mate, 6-0. And at that point, he just kind of felt things kind of turning around for McGuffey there. And that would follow with Reed Teagarden getting a fall and somehow getting it right before the buzzer at the end of the first period. 1:59 was time of his fall over Jack Miles, and McGuffey was up 12-3 at that point. Then, though, Laurel got on a roll. They had three straight falls. At 189, it was Dominic Willis in a very, very exciting match with Aaron Supler back and forth the entire time. But Dominic Willis able to pin Supler at 539 in that contest up to 215. It was Colton Carlson keeping the train rolling for the Spartans as he would get a fall over Damian Pomarnik at 115 in that bout. And then up at 285 pounds, the big heavyweight Casey Wilson with a quick 56-second fall over Mason Hewitt. And all of a sudden, Laurel was up on McGuffey 21-12. We would wrap back around the 107, and it was McGuffey's Blake Jamison stopping the bleeding with a very impressive 14-0 major decision over Jack Kondrasik of Laurel. And then we would head up to 114, where McGuffey would get a fall from Clayton Ealy with 54 seconds gone in the first over Jimmy Stivers. McGuffey then regains the team lead for good, 22-21. Up to 127, Tucker Main keeps it rolling for the Highlanders. He gets a fall at 153 over Reed Ketzel. And then Laura would bounce back at 127. Another very exciting contest. Archer Brewer with the last second takedown to eke out a 5-4 lead over Lane Ealy. That made the team score at that point 28-24 in favor of McGuffey, and we only had three bouts to go. But it was McGuffey hitting the gas full throttle as they would continue with Emmett Wolf. He got a fall at 250 over Taylor Simone. 139, it was Lucas Barr with a technical fall in 2 minutes and 15 seconds over Josh Sherman. And then they wrapped it up. It was Victor Bonus who was looking for either a fall or technical fall, but instead Ashton Campbell ended up injury defaulting in that match, and it was the final score at that point, and that's what led us to 45-24, McGuffey over Laurel, and they head on to the semifinals.
It's time to recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Rusty Pendant, our outstanding wrestler.
Yeah, outstanding wrestler tonight is going to go to McGuffey's Gage Clayton. I mentioned earlier he had two big wins tonight in the first match against Avonworth. He was trailing in that bout and was able to come back and not only get the win, but gets the fall to add to what was a really impressive win for them. McGuffey over Avonworth in their 62-11 victory. But in this bout, after that really close opening match with Newman losing to Carr, McGuffey got an instant momentum shift with Clayton picking up his fall in the first period. And, two falls tonight for Clayton, and they both came at big moments in the match. So he's your outstanding wrestler for tonight.
Very good. So McGuffey will move on to face in the semifinals. We don't have any scores from anywhere other than Burrell. We know that Jefferson Morgan lost to Southmoreland earlier today, so we know Burrell was taking on Southmoreland in the top part of the WPIL bracket. But that match is of no significance to this one here tonight, because the winner of this one will face the winner that comes out of the Derry pod. Derry was initially taking on Avella tonight, while Burgettstown faced Highlands. I don't have any scores from those from those first round matches to even know for sure who was in the quarterfinal, but whoever comes out of that Derry pod will be who McGuffey faces on Saturday at Peters Township in the semifinals. Of course, here's something else to note, Rusty. Just by reaching Saturday's action in 2A, that means you are in the state tournament, the state team tournament. They're taking four teams from 2A. So with McGuffey's victories here tonight, they will be no worse than fourth. They will be in the state team tournament. 3A is a little different. You gotta make it into the top three. So you could make it to Saturday and still end up in fourth place. If you lose the consolation, you would be out of the state tournament. But in 2A, all four teams are getting there, so congratulations to the Highlanders. Obviously, their sights set on a Whippeal title, but they've already qualified for the state team tournament as well.
Yeah, they did it in impressive fashion, too. That was a tough Laurel team. Laurel came in 16-3 to tonight's matchup, 17-3 with their big win over Best Center. And, it was a tough opponent, but McGuffey so far up to the challenge, and that's a tough side. You know Derry's really good, and Burrell really a tough match on the top side. But, yeah, anything can happen. These dual meets, it's all matchups, right?
Absolutely. And keep in mind, Saturday we will have that action for you on the NFHS Network. What we're going to do on Saturday, just a little note for you, is that we are going to be on the radio, of course, on WJPA Radio. We'll have the McGuffey match for sure. Depending on who else happens to be in those matches at Peters Township, we'll see what other games are carried on WJPA Radio. But as WJPA Sports Network, we are providing the audio for the NFHS video of that day as well. So all of the matches from Peters Township will have video on NFHS, and some of those matches will have audio feeds. Semifinals will all have audio feeds. Finals will have audio feeds. And depending on who may end up in a consolation, we may have audio on those as well. But we'll have a busy day from Peters Township on Saturday here on the WJPA Sports Network and, of course, on NFHS. Final thoughts?
No, that is a great night of wrestling. Love these team tournaments. Like I said, it's a fast tournament. We'll know who the WPIL champ is in both AAA and AA by Saturday evening.
That is going to do it. Thanks to the head coaches. Also a big thank you to Bill Sims from the WPIL Wrestling Committee and to Ed Dalton and the crew here at McGuffey. For Rusty Pettit, videographer Easton Pettit, and our producer Jacob Knisner, I'm Jason Tennant. Thanks so much for being with us in the WPIL Wrestling Team Tournament AA Quarterfinals. It was McGuffey 45, Laurel 24. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.